Looks to me like it's 5 o'clock, so I'll call to order the July regular meeting of the Cotuit Fire District's Prudential Committee being held on Monday, August the 3rd, 2015. Present are members Dan Goldstein, Laurie Hadley, also present Mike Daly, a treasurer, Charlie Eager, clerk, and Chris Olson, the fire chief, as well as two members of the general public. Is there any public comment? Ms. Cates.
You want to use this?
Thanks, Dan. Amy Cates. I called the Attorney General's office to discuss the open meeting violation determination, and I was disappointed that they said that they can't require best practices of elected officials. This committee indicated to them that there wasn't any discussion outside of an open meeting. I got to tell you, it defies logic and best practices that this committee could open a meeting and within 46 seconds make a motion, not have any discussion on the motion, or give any background or rationale on the topic, and then take a vote. Since you state there was no discussion prior to the meeting, and we know there was no discussion during the meeting, my question is, do you think that it's prudent for any public body at a public meeting to make a motion, second the motion, and then vote on the motion without any discussion? The public is really looking for transparency from its elected officials. In order to have transparency, there needs to be discussion. I hope that moving forward, this committee will finally honor their request. Thank you for the opportunity. Respectfully, Amy Cates.
We're not required to answer public comment, but I do have something to say, and your public comment is finished. You don't get a second subject, please.
No, I had a question. I forgot to say what my question was.
Let me say what I want to say first,
sure,
if you please. In addition to the fact that we only had one applicant for the position, Mr. Goldstein, and unbeknown to me, because Ms. Parks serves on a town committee with Mr. Goldstein, she had no questions concerning his qualifications. I also knew Mr. Goldstein from his work as a treasurer of the Cotuit Library, where, as you know, I work. I, therefore, had no questions regarding his qualifications. That was also explained to Attorney Rush, although she does not mention it in this decision. She was fully aware of all the circumstances and why neither Ms. Parks nor I felt we needed to discuss it. Everything does not have to be discussed ad infinitum, which is your method of operating.
Don't presume what my method is, Mr.
I've Patterson. Served on a committee with you.
Right. All of the things that you just said, Laurie, those could have been said during discussion of the motion. Oh, sorry. All of those things could have been said. That Mr. Goldstein is an excellent candidate. There's two people on the committee that know of his work and his qualifications, that he was the only person that applied. And so in light of that, we think that Mr. Goldstein's an outstanding candidate, and we're ready to go forward and to appoint him. All of that could have been said.
And the attorney general found nothing wrong with what we did, so please take your seat now.
My question is, does this committee know where I could find a copy of the Enabling Act?
On the website.
The Enabling Act is on the website?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, what's our next agenda item? Oh, Cindy, okay. 3 minutes, please.
I didn't have any public comments to this. I've also moved the Enabling Act, and I cannot locate it on the website, so maybe you can find it.
I thought it was on the website. If it's not, I will email you or get you by some means the location on the mass.gov. It's there.
I appreciate it. They offered it to me. I didn't love it.
And Charlie can probably tell you tonight because he probably knows it by heart.
Yeah, if you find it, will you copy me on that email too?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So you need to find out if anybody's recording.
Yes. Is anyone recording?
Yes.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the rates and uses of Freedom Hall. And Stan, I have given you a copy of the present rate. And I think they're fair, and I think they're working well. I think the only thing I would like to propose a change to, and I'll read them for you, is, you know, nonprofits use the hall free. Catuit residents holding a private function here pay $50 per day. Catuit residents holding commercial functions, such as the estate sales that have been held here, are charged $100 a day. Non-residents using holding private functions pay $100, and non-residents holding a commercial function pay $100. And the one thing that I would like to propose tonight, Stan, to you, to consider, is raising the rate for non-resident commercial functions. There are two out of one. We've had four different outfits use the hall for estate sales. Two are Catuit residents, two are not. And we have the different rates for residents because they pay taxes and help support the hall in that way.
Okay, you said you were suggesting you would...
To raise the non-resident commercial rate to $150.
Do we have any, what do they charge at Liberty Hall or other venues, like up in West Barnstable, that do we know?
We went all into that when we first set the rates. I can't remember right now what they were. I do know that Liberty Hall has an advantage that we do not, and that's the kitchen.
Yeah.
Liberty Hall is not owned by the district.
No, that's right. It's the athletic
West
club.
West Barnstable doesn't own a facility like this either, so they don't have what you have. Centerville, Osterville, Marston's Mills doesn't have any buildings like this, and nor does Hyannis. So I think you're the only district that's in the rental business.
And we did compare the rates when we first set these rates with the towns, the community building in Centerville,
which they own.
Yeah,
in the West Barnstable Civic Building.
Okay, we did not. Yeah, okay, so we didn't. Yeah.
But you're the only district that's in the rental business, really.
I mean, I would certainly go along with the $150 for non-resident commercial functions.
Okay, then I'll make a motion that we raise the non-resident commercial function rate for the use of Freedom Hall to $150 per day.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Love unanimous votes. I've also given you a copy of the documents that are on the website concerning the use of the hall. And it says in there that we a deposit to ensure compliance with this requirement may be requested. I think we should set a scale for that as well. I think that anywhere from $300 to $500, depending on the type of usage. But I think we don't have to vote on that tonight. But
yeah, I'm not feel comfortable voting on that right now until we get some kind of an idea what a good a security deposit would look like.
Well, we had a band in here the other night, and I felt very uncomfortable trying to come up with a rate on my own to ask for a security deposit. It was supposedly an alcohol-free function, so I wasn't as worried as I might have been. It was someone that I didn't know, had had no contact with before, had never heard of. So I was a little uneasy, and I breathed a deep sigh of relief when I came down the next day and everything was okay. But that's what got me thinking about setting a rate of, instead of just May.
And when you talked about alcohol, well, it's a municipal building, so I would assume that, alcohol is not allowed at any rate.
No, alcohol is allowed. If it's being used for a private function, they have to obtain a one-day insurance policy. If it's being used for a public function, they have to get a one-day liquor license in addition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are those rules and regs outlined in the rental agreement?
This is the rental agreement. This is the request for use is the rental agreement. And then on these rules for leaving the hall, all trash has been removed and the floors have been swept. Those are two things that frequently aren't done. So I would like to just add a phrase in here somewhere that says, if these two actions are not accomplished, you will receive a bill for the janitorial services. Because it takes them probably longer to...
That sounds reasonable. Are there any other T's and C's that we should put in the rental agreement?
I'm not aware of any.
Okay.
There's a flip side to that.
Yeah, there is.
Thank you. I'd like to get a chance to read this as well.
Okay, that's fine.
And so that we
yeah,
can
no
to,
problem.
To delay any.
Absolutely no problem. I did not get a quote on the window shades from our chairman, and we have already covered the information that was to be covered in the Freedom of Information request.
Have we?
Yeah, that was Amy's question.
Oh.
That's what I was asked to distribute copies of the decision and announce the fact that the Attorney General did not feel that we had violated the. And I think that perhaps members of our audience could understand that if two people have similar thoughts, they don't have to discuss them ahead of time to know how they're going to vote.
Yeah. But actually, I think Amy's, yours was an open meeting law filing, right? You felt there was a problem. The Attorney General's decision was an open meeting law decision, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So the Freedom of Information Act is something that I asked to be put on the agenda.
Okay, I thought that's what Fran was talking about when she said that.
So I've been reading the law, and I think that we should consider charging for Freedom of Information Act request.
Yes, we have every right to do that, and we have done it in the past.
And there are rates set as far as the lowest. If it's going to be over $10, if the FOIA, I think the request for research is going to be over $10, you have to submit a written estimate.
Yeah.
Okay. And the estimate, the hours involved are prorated by the lowest paid district employee capable of doing the job. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah. And then there's also some fees stipulated for copies or black and white copies, computer copies, other copies, color copies.
I think it's like 25 cents a copy.
Yeah.
Page.
Yeah. I think we should look at coming up with some kind of written information that follows the.
Fine.
And I was also reading. Hang on a second, Cindy. I was also reading that Baker has put forth something to the legislature to update the FOIA Act, I think. But it pretty much goes along with what I've read.
And Stan, unlike the hearings that are held in the town building, this is not a hearing, this is a meeting.
Yeah.
If Cindy has a question, she can ask you after the meeting.
Okay.
That's not a violation.
Okay.
We don't do the back and forth.
Okay. I hear you. But do you mind if I find out
what's
on
her? I have no objection if you talk to her after the meeting.
Oh, but I wanted to find out what's on her mind right now. Is that, would you go along with that?
I'd prefer not to.
Okay. After the meeting, Cindy. So I think I'll go ahead and see if I can't kind of... Well, let me ask you, because this is your bailiwick. Would you promulgate some kind of, terms and conditions and rates and stuff for the district so that we could look at it at the next Prudential Committee meeting?
Look into it, yes.
Yeah. I'm not trying to take your thunder away. I'm just unfamiliar with who's doing what. But I looked in and said, oh, you're the clerk and you're the one that's responsible for the documents and all that other stuff. Okay, so if you look into that and present us with some kind of, this is what we would charge for going forward for FOIA information.
Okay.
Does that sound okay with you?
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah. Right. It's not FOIA. That's federal.
Federal? Okay. Freedom of Information. But it's Massachusetts.
Open meeting law. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have.
Okay.
So we have an open records. When you refer to FOIA, it's exclusively federal. Massachusetts doesn't recognize the federal law.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's, we know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at Galvin's thing and, you know, questions and answers and stuff like that.
Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready for the next item? Do you have anything more to say on the
information? No.
Yeah, okay. Next item is salaries for the Assistant Treasurer Clerk and Freedom Hall Custodian. Can you remind me what type of raises they got last year?
I could.
I think it was 2.5 or 3.
The clerk I can take first. I don't think that's happened for a while. These are on because they're your employees they're there.
And that happened with the clerk
for a long time.
Okay. So the clerk is set by the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've changed anything in the budget, not that that's a problem. The assistant treasurer, I believe, began at $20 and now makes $20.60 from an adjustment last year, which was a 3% on the 20.
Okay.
I think you pay the custodian $25 an hour. And I'm not sure if...
I think we gave him the same, at the same time as we gave the assistant treasurer, we did the custodian, and it was the same percentage.
Okay. So I believe then he got 3% as well.
Yeah.
So they haven't been dealt with for fiscal 16.
No. So we should have done it in May, and we didn't neglect it to.
But yeah. It's really... fine that we're doing it now. We'll make them retroactive to July 1 for the fiscal year. But these three employees are subject to your vote.
Yes.
The water employees, I believe, the Water Commission has done 3.
Right, and that was in there. Yes, they did.
And
in fact, didn't they change that to 3.5?
I'm not sure.
I think they did.
I don't purport to memorize things.
I was a little upset.
The fire is unsettled for last year.
Correct.
And
this year. Correct.
So they're off the table. And I believe, Chief, did you get a 3% raise, Chief? Chief got a 3% raise. So firefighters will be determined after negotiations with the fire board. Water has, do you recall what water did?
3.5, I'm quite sure.
3.5.
They, in their early submissions, it was 3%, but the night of district meeting, it was 3.5.
So everybody has been taken care of in water because they're non-negotiable, and the only remaining employees are the three.
Right. Now, I make a motion that we raise the salaries of the assistant treasurer and the custodian by 3% for fiscal year 17.
I would second the motion.
All in favor?
I'd just like to ask some questions first. Mike, we're not talking about gobs of money here, but are we okay with the budget if we increase 3%?
We'll take a look. I can't recall if I stuck a little factor in there. I believe I did. We had to backfill from the reserve fund for this year for the Freedom Hall because you raised his weekly hours. last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think I budgeted enough for some kind of raise in both of them. I can look while you're discussing. Worst case is we have reserve funds for that.
Yeah, I was going to say we can always go to the reserve.
Budget's not an issue. They're not an issue.
Cool.
It really was.
Charlie, when was the last time you got a raise? Have you ever had a raise?
I did the second year I was here.
The second year. And what is your yearly salary now? Do you know? I don't.
Excuse me?
Your yearly salary is?
$2,500.
Okay, and this is your fourth year, fifth year? I have no idea how long you were clerk when I started, so you've been...
Fifth year.
This is your fifth year with one raise. Okay. I think we should be as generous as we can be.
Yeah, we're not, like I said, we're not talking about a lot of money, but I'm just one, and we should be, they should be equivalent to what was given some of the other employees,
over the past 4 years, yeah.
Well, it's just the three and a half percent for water and the fire chief any determination, Mike? Are we okay with that, or?
Well, as I said, even if you gave 50%, it's only $1,250.
Yeah, so
if I can handle the transfer.
Okay.
We didn't budget anything in anticipation of an adjustment for the clerk. But the point she's making is that if he hasn't gotten it for 4 years, or 3 years, with that being accumulated, you just said three and a half, something like that. So you're doing the 10-12% adjustment, 6 months,
yeah,
on $2,500. If that's what you're talking about.
Well, I think that everybody else is getting 3% until this year when it jumped up to 3.5. I know in the contract that the fire department had that expired, it was 0, 1, and 2 for a total of over 3 years. But 4 years at 3% would be 12, wouldn't it? I'm terrible with figures.
That would be without compounding.
Without compounding, right.
Yeah.
It would be a few fractions more.
You know, you're in the... It wouldn't be a restrictive vote.
Yeah.
Five budgets. You've got ample amounts to reserve.
Okay. So, Stan, you're the figure man.
Well, okay. So what we're proposing is 3% for the assistant treasurer, the clerk, and the custodian. Right?
We voted on that. Yes.
Okay.
Well,
I'm ready to vote.
No,
on that.
Not 3% for the clerk.
No, okay.
No.
How does that work?
He hasn't had a raise in 4 years.
Uh huh.
And I certainly am not going to get into compounding, but I do think that it should be 12%, which would be 3 times 4 is 12.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I hear where you're coming from, but that's huge.
It would be less than $300, wouldn't it? 10% would be $250.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a significant amount raising a salary by.
But everybody else in the district has had raises, and I can tell you from experience that they always leave out the clerk. And I think it's because what the clerk does is not so much what he does, but what he knows. Mm-hmm. And I think that rates a raise just as well as sitting down and typing 10 pages a month or whatever.
I'm going back and forth. I understand the amount isn't great. The dollar amount of the salary isn't great. The size of the raise is large, even though the clerk hasn't gotten a raise for 3 or 4 years.
We can table it till next meeting, because if we vote right now, it sounds like we're not going to get a vote.
Yeah, I would. Let's table it for another meeting, and go from there.
Okay. So we voted the assistant treasurer and the custodian 3% raises, and we will vote on the clerks at the next meeting.
I don't think we
No, we did voted. Because we had.
No, we haven't voted.
Well, we'll vote again then. I made a motion. I believe that the clerk and the assistant the custodian and assistant treasurer get a raise of 3% for fiscal year 17.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And those are both budgeted for.
Excuse me?
The 16 budget provided for raises for both of those employees.
Okay, but not for the clerk?
Not for the clerk.
Great.
Okay, now we move on to the website. Ms. Parks sent me an email and informed me that her request to the gentleman of the county that is supposed to be coming up with this thing that's going to save us a little money, he never got back to her, so we have no figures.
Okay.
And our 3 months with Patricia will be running out. If we go ahead and stay with Patricia for the rest of the year, she knows us, she knows our little quirks, and we can change to the county's whatever they set up a year from now or next fiscal year.
I think we need to do that. There was an article in the Cape Cod Times, I think not this Sunday, but a week ago Sunday, and they were talking to some expert on websites. So I wanted to get, and she's out of Plymouth, but I just wanted to get some information from her because I had volunteered to look at what to do with the website. So I think if we should go ahead with the current person, I think the rates are a little high.
I do too.
From what I've gotten from my friends. But I don't think we're in a position to make a change right now.
No, I don't either.
And it's in the budget, right? So it's
correct.
Okay.
Then I make a motion that we engage the services of Patricia Brown to maintain our website through the remainder of FY17.
I would second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes. We've had a problem with the minutes. They're not on the website. I don't know whether it's all Patricia's move, whether it's all Fran's computer problems, or just a combination. I think it's a combination of both. We do not have minutes at all in any form for the meeting where we selected a treasurer. But I will tell you that we had only two responses to our RFP. We had a total of 9 items on which to evaluate both proposals. One of the firms got 8 highly advantageous and 1 advantageous. The second firm got 4 advantageous and the remainder of the 9, which would be 5, I guess, highly advantageous. When we got to the second part, the difference in cost was less than $400. I think it was about $350. And we voted at that meeting to retain the services of the financial advisory associates for 1 year. And we will hopefully get minutes soon. We do have this one set of minutes for June 22nd. And I did a little tweaking of spacing and punctuation. But I didn't see anything in here that I did not agree with.
I didn't see anything either. Looks fine to me. And I think this is the one where the audio system failed us. The quality wasn't good enough to record.
Yeah.
So good. So, and I read it, and it seemed like it was okay to me.
Yeah. Then I make a motion that we accept the minutes of the June 22nd regular meeting of the Prudential Committee.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I first have a question for Mike. Stabilization fund. How much do we have in the stabilization fund? Do you know?
What's
it? No. Okay.
It's down because
it's like
we bought
60,000.
Yeah, we bought the fire.
And we put in 25 each. We put in 25, if I remember, each year, right?
I think you do.
So the question I have has to do with insurance. We had a meeting of several people because the DFIS policy, the big comprehensive policy, got renewed 2 days ago. But the meeting we had in June, and I have some minutes for you guys if you wanted to see them. And there was no quorum, and there was no deliberations, mm-hmm. So we didn't need to file an open meeting.
Well, you weren't a true committee anyway.
Before we go too far askew, This is not an agenda item.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can ask me any questions you want once we close the meeting.
Okay.
But before somebody files a complaint that you're covering business you haven't advertised.
Okay.
I recommend you don't go any further.
Right. Try to be as transparent as I could.
Yeah. Well, transparency works against you when it's somebody else's non-transparent.
Okay. So let me ask you the question then about the stabilization fund. If the deductibles were
against, let's close the meeting and then I'll try to answer your question for you on a personal basis.
All right. Thank you for helping me out here.
Okay. Then in that case, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second it. All in favor?
Aye. Excuse me. You can call me. I don't know if you'll get me in. I have my grandchildren here. All right. Good. Congratulations.
So you have a question?
Yeah. The question is, it's a general question on insurance.